Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It wasn't a good weekend on the field. That's a good offensive team. We know that. They're a lot better than last year. The attention to detail is phenomenal. I was joking with somebody that their biggest free agent acquisition is Carlos Beltran. I know how it works, you know. He's helping a lot.
He literally winked when he said Carlos Beltran. Literally.
Actual
wink when he said that. That was part of the sound that we played, the astonishing sound from the London game when the Yankees put it to the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora, who will be a name that's going to live in infamy in the history of baseball. If he ever manages again.
Well, I don't think he will.
I kind of don't think so either.
Maybe.
So here to talk about that and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score is Michael Bauman of The Ringer. You can find his work on Twitter at Michael Bauman, and he is with us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What's going on, Michael? How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're really good, and just trying to make some sense of every day's next headlines in this cheating scandal. There's no way Carlos Beltran survives this, no matter how the Mets dither. What do you think?
I gave up predicting the behavior of Mets management a long time ago. I think it's a sucker's bet to try to figure out what they're going to do. It does seem I think it's suspicious. I'll say this. I think it's suspicious that he's the only player who is mentioned by name in the commissioner's report that came out on Monday. Maybe that's just because he's retired and still in a prominent position, but so many other players were either reportedly granted immunity for cooperation or left out of the report for other reasons. He is one of two people who's named as one of the ringleaders, along with Alex Cora. So, we'll see what happens to Cora long term, but who knows?
Michael, I think to a certain degree, granting those players immunity was a necessity for Major League Baseball. Not that I'm giving them the whole, it's okay, you did the right thing on all of their investigation here. Giving immunity to those players has some problems. I wonder if you're fine with that process or if you see some, kind of ugly tentacles attached to it.
I think you and I are on the same page on that one. I find it unsatisfying. I wrote on Monday afternoon that what's going to end up happening is the Astros aren't really going to suffer a lot for this. They lost, I think, one of the better general managers and probably, in my opinion, the best field manager in Major League Baseball. But they can replace. They can find somebody else to do that job almost as well. The draft picks are going to hurt. The money is not, and they keep the World Series title. And I don't know how big a disincentive that is, unless you make one of those. I don't want to throw a specific name out there to make it look. I don't know who was involved and who wasn't. But unless you sit some of those players down, I don't see how this is going to hurt. But at the same time. I want the truth more than anything else.
Yeah.
And so if granting immunity or sort of this blanket amnesty is the price we pay for that, it's not a perfect solution. It's unsatisfying, but I don't really have a better option.
Are you on the side of more technology to combat technological cheating or less?
Less. So one of the solutions that's been bandied about, I think Hannah Kaiser of Yahoo reported on this a couple weeks ago, is they're toying with the idea of some sort of earpiece or headset system to go from dugout to catcher to pitcher. I just don't know how you could be aware of sports in the past 20 years and think that that's not going to get hacked or interfered with. It happened in the NFL, 10 years ago. And so this whole thing is is the result of unnecessary technology. We don't need a video replay room. If you're gonna challenge a blown call, it makes sense to me that the call needs to be blown badly enough that it's visible to the naked eye in real time. Like, all of this is just the over reliance on technology, and you know, it creates the temptation. And I think it's the temptation being there doesn't absolve the Astros or reportedly any number of almost a dozen other teams from trying to take advantage of it. But this is roll it all back. Get rid of the replay rooms. Get rid of tablets and dugouts. Don't even think about putting a walkie-talkie system. Like, just get better signs, and that's where I come down. But I suspect, because there's going to be money in technological advancement, that baseball is going to go the other direction.
He's Michael Bauman of The Ringer, covers Major League Baseball, covers the biggest story going on in Major League Baseball these last couple of days. I wonder, though, Michael, whether it's technology, whether it's the drive to cheat, which has always existed in Major League Baseball, the league itself seems to be efforting to silo this to just the Astros and just the Red Sox. Like, it was just a couple of guys here and a couple of guys there, and that this isn't rampant throughout Major League Baseball, despite the fact that you've got guys like Cody Decker of Radio.com Sports, who told us just the other day he knows of teams outside of those two that are doing this sort of thing. It's early on in this whole, scandal, but do you think Major League Baseball's approach to trying to make this just two teams is set to work? Do you think they'll be able to convince a baseball-watching public that it was just these two incidents?
I don't know if it's going to work, but this was the thrust of the second column I wrote about this when Cora got fired. Is it does look like Major League Baseball is trying to cauterize this wound, as opposed to going back and investigating the causes of the rot. And I think, in my opinion, the two causes of the rot are a sort of win at all costs or achieve your goal at all costs mentality that's been, I think, has always existed in sports. You know, the Astros scandal is not materially different than what the New York Giants were doing in 1951. So this is not like a unique thing, but that drive, I think, has been deepened by some of the people who have come in from the management consultant sector, the finance sector, including Jeff Luhnow. And that attitude really pervades baseball these days. But at the same time, that's a profitable attitude I don't think there's a, I think I see Major League Baseball's interest in trying to cut this off at two teams, and the rest of us are just going to have to deal with the irony that the Dodgers fans at least are sort of crowing about this. They want the local media in LA wants the title overturned when the Dodgers have been accused of something similar by the Brewers the very next season, and they're. You mentioned Cody Decker, Logan Morrison said something about this. There was a Scott Miller article on Bleacher Report this October that named like seven or eight other teams.
Including the Cubs in that.
Including the Cubs. And, I'm sure all of these things are not to the same level, but it seems to me that if you want to know the truth, which is what I said a couple minutes ago is what I wanted, you need to investigate about a third of the league. Maybe more when that comes to light. So that just seems like something that Major League Baseball won't be interested in doing, because once you know the truth and everybody comes up with their hands dirty, then you've got another steroid scandal, which trying to cover that up didn't make it any less messy in the long run. So who knows?
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Opponents include Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan. Single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Michael, you wrote about the Cubs' free agency season in action, and there was sort of an Occam's razor conclusion that you drew, and I was trying to figure out how serious were you. I mean, how was it just sort of flippant, or did you mean it where you said directly, maybe the Cubs stopped spending on free agents because they're terrible at it?
I think that's been true the past couple of seasons. I mean, that article seems like 2 years ago after all this Astros thing left this week. But it was flippant, because the front office there, we know the quality of the people working there. We know how important free agency was to building that first championship team and what looks now to be the only championship team for the foreseeable future. And it's not like they, I think they caught a few bad breaks. I think they made a few bad decisions, and right now they're just sitting it out. I mean, this is something I said in the article. The Cubs and the Ricketts family have done a spent about as much money to influence the Nebraska gubernatorial election as they have to on free agents to influence the NL Central race. So that's it, they're just sitting it out. And it's the thrust of the article, or I guess the reason I wrote it, is that can't be acceptable behavior for a team with as much money as the Cubs have, with supposedly pretensions at winning a championship, that's seeing a lot of their competitors in their division and elsewhere in the National League go in the other direction. So, you know, it's a shame.
Do you have any guesses as to what's going on in Chris Bryant's arbitration case and why it's taking as long as it is?
It does seem bizarre that it's been going on this long. I mean, it seems like I think part of the problem is the standard for proving malfeasance in that case has to be just higher than common sense, because common sense says that they held him down until the day after they could delay free agency for a season. But you know, in an arbitration case or in any sort of, you know, binding legal proceeding, you know, we all know this is what happened isn't always good enough. So, you know, I think that, these things just take a long time. Should they take 4 years? I hope not, you know, in case I ever get involved in something like that. It just seems like the kind of thing that everybody would want to have resolved quicker, but, you know, not being on the inside, I certainly don't have a guess as to what the delay is.
Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, fellas. Well,
that Michael. Is Michael Bauman of The Ringer.
Pretty stuff. It's very good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.